My name is Emma Connors, Managing Editor of The Interpreter, and I'm here with Matthew Del Santo, who is a Danish Research Council postdoctoral fellow at the Saxo Institute in the University of Copenhagen, where he leads a project in history and identity in modern Russia. Matthew is also a regular contributor to The Interpreter, and it's great to have him in Sydney for a quick visit, so welcome. Overnight came the news of two shocking incidents from Europe. First of all, there was the truck driving into the Berlin West Christmas market. At least 9 people have died. And there was also the news about the Russian ambassador to Ankara, Turkey, who was shot dead while on a visit to an art gallery. Now, from what we understand, I think we've got a bit more detail on the second incident. The ambassador, Andrei Karlov, was shot by an off-duty police officer who was shouting slogans about the Syrian civil war. Now, Moscow and Ankara are at opposite sides in Syria. Is this what the shooting was about? And what could be the possible repercussions of the incident in months to come?
Yes, well, you're right. Russia and Turkey are on opposite sides, have been on opposite sides in Syria, but they have moved quite dramatically closer together over the past 12 months in a way that is quite extraordinary to think about when you consider that this time a year ago, had we had this conversation, we'd have been talking about a Turkish plane shooting down a Russian one. There was some speculation for a while how far the deterioration in Russian-Turkish relations would go, and was even war on the cards. You know, historically, of course, the two countries have had a very difficult relationship. That almost seems like another lifetime ago when we consider, as I said, how much closer Moscow and Ankara have moved. President Erdogan made a very highly publicized trip to Russia earlier in the year. And as a result of that trip, the two sides seem to have determined to try to coordinate their positions in Turkey, Syria, insofar as that's possible. And they seem determined to maintain that degree of cooperation even in the aftermath of this attack. Both presidents were quite quick off the mark to condemn it. I'm not sure whether Mr. Erdogan himself is travelling, but there are due to be talks in Moscow today between Russia, Turkey and Iran on the future of Syria. And I think all parties to those talks would be very loath to let something like this derail them.
It's incredibly interesting when we look back on the year that's been and to see what's happened in Turkey with the aftermath of the coup. Can you just fill us in on your perception of why Erdogan has consciously made an effort to move closer to Russia and Putin?
I think there's a not insignificant economic interest. Turkish exports to Russia run to something, I think, $700 or $800 million a year. Turkey has also been an important transit route an important potential transit route for Russian gas pipelines to Europe, and so there's a desire on the Turkish part not to lose out in an economic sense. You know, Turkey is a very important holiday destination for many Russians. I believe they can travel there visa free. So there's a lot at stake economically, but it's also difficult to not deny that there's a certain sympathy political sympathy between Russia and Turkey. Both have played very much to a kind of conservative, patriotic, to the conservative and patriotic part of their electorates, and have, you know, very self-consciously in the Russian case, and more subtly perhaps, but nonetheless clearly in the Turkish case, sought to differentiate themselves in a cultural and even civilizational sense from the West. And I see them. Turkey very dissatisfied with the degree of support it believes it receives from both from the United States and especially in its frustrations with the European Union. Feels as though it gets a thin end of the wedge in its relationship with the West, and obviously that's something that is something that goes down well in Moscow.
Do you think there's any similarities in terms of the style of rule and the personalities of Putin and Erdogan?
I don't know Turkey as well as I know Russia. I think that there's certainly affinity in the style, in terms of an appeal to the nation's historical consciousness. Putin has made an appeal to the historical Orthodox, Holy Rus Orthodox Russia, the Romanov Empire, the Kievan Rus, a sense of, as he's put it, restoring the broken historical links of Russia's self-consciousness as a nation, a central part of his ruling ideology, especially since 2012. And Mr. Erdogan has done a similar thing. It's been the Ottoman Empire that has come to play a leading role in the ideology, the mythology, if you like, of the modern Turkish state in a way that is quite novel in terms of the post-Ottoman Turkish state, which was really founded on a denial of the Ottoman heritage and Islam with it. So in again, returning to a sense of the historical nation and the nation's historical religions, Orthodox Christianity on the one hand and Sunni Islam on the other, yes, there's certainly a parallelism in their ruling philosophies. In terms of personalities, I don't know Mr. Erdogan's personality well enough to comment, but there's a certain authoritarianism that they share.
I guess it will be interesting to see. I mean, Russia, as you mentioned, a year ago, there was the incident with Turkey shooting down the Russian plane. And certainly then there was Russia reacted very strongly and vehemently. It's never been one to let a slight go without notice. We'll wait and see what its reaction will be at the death of this ambassador. But the shooter has been shot himself, and perhaps the geopolitical links between the two will overwhelm.
That's right. I mean, I think the Turkish relationship is too important to Russia. The Russians have invested a lot of energy in retrieving and salvaging the relationship. They've been remarkably open to Turkish overtures since the end of last year, and in repairing bridges. I think both sides would be very, very unwilling to let that hard work go to waste as a result of an incident carried out, perhaps by a madman for all we know. I think, again, the frustrations that both powers have with Western policy means that although they formally back opposing sides in Syria's civil war, their interest coincides in as much as both feel shortchanged by Western policy there.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much, Matthew.
No problem.